Hello, hello everybody. My name is Lola and this is my podcast, Watering My Own Grass. I am so geeked to be here right now. I'm like cheesing so much. Let me calm down. But yeah, it's been a minute. I've been watering my own grass. You know, not taking things personal is something that I'm constantly working on. And at times it's easier than others. This time has been one of those harder times, but once again, God is working, respecting myself, standing on my values, and doing it all with love is something I seek God's help with. And I think for me, he puts opportunities and situations out there for me to put these things I'm asking for into practice. And I will say like it has been successful, but God has given me peace throughout the process, and I keep reminding myself like this verse, Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. And this just tells me like I am an essence. Yeah. And I guess it was just like a little testimony. Not, you know, little, but it's on slight. And every time I want to come on here, I just want to make sure I am sharing God through my experience and not just speaking to speak. Today, I'm here to tell you that you should go after the things in your heart, your desires, and the things you simply just want to do. There have been things I wanted to do that like puts myself out there that I didn't do, or the things like I was already doing but didn't want to share or be loud about, or just, you know, be proud of it. You know, I was afraid of what people would think. I thought no one would care, and the truth is no one actually cares. And I'm not saying this to be cynical, but when I realized this, it freed me from that bondage. Like, no one actually cares what I do, so do it. You know, if I'm asking myself, like, does this honor God? Am I making an impact? Or, like, am I doing this for the approval of others? And if I answered all these questions truthfully, I can move forward or not move forward with the thing that I wanted to do. It's very important for me to be honest with myself in the intention on why I'm doing something, and if it's like to please myself or even like to please others, like why do that? So the main thing, or the main question I answer is, does this honor God? And if it does, go ahead, sis. But the things in the heart don't just come from nowhere. I feel like I've limited myself in ways by thinking I needed to have certain things or be at a certain place first before I did the things that were in my heart. And like, there's no reason for that. I can start where I'm at with what I have, and the Lord will provide through the way. I think if we are truly the temple of the Lord, the house of the Lord, these things are put into our hearts by the Lord. We still have to be able to discern and ask ourselves, how does this glorify God, or if this is a selfish or self-centered thing that we're doing. But if I'm sharing love through this thing, and then sometimes I wonder, like, I'm not sure how this thing is leading me on a path, or what path is leading me on, but I still take it, because whichever path I take, I think he's going to redirect me onto the right path. I think it's just like, take the path, and God is with me throughout the whole process. I think if you have a dream, an aspiration, a desire, it is okay to start where you're at. You don't have to wait for the things to be perfect or to have all the certain things that other people, you know, have before you start it. You can just start, and I think everything will come along as it goes. And for me, I realized that I push things aside because I think I have to have certain things or be at a certain level before I start, because I wanted like the thing to be guaranteed to work. But you know, if you just commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established. That's Proverbs 16:3 right there, and that's the only way that guarantees anything will work anyway. So me trying to have all these things or be at a certain level or have a certain accolade before I start what's on my heart doesn't guarantee it's gonna work. Just committing it to the Lord is what guarantees that. I love seeing people doing or going after the things that they want. Like, even though it's scary, and you know, sometimes I or we don't think we're qualified for, even though it ends up not the way that we want, I think just doing it, we're inspiring someone else to do the same, to just go for what they want. And, you know, what if that was the plan all along? The plan was just for us to inspire someone else to go after their dreams and desires. And even, like, if it doesn't work, we are learning and growing from the experience. I see everything as this. Whenever I have to make a decision about something in my heart and I'm scared, I look up Joshua 1:9, you know. God is saying, "Have I not commanded you? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So fear should not be a factor in why I'm not doing something, because, like I said, he's commanded me. Come on. But that verse brings a lot of comfort and a lot of faith into my heart. And if the step I'm taking or this plan is not the way, I think it's a step towards the way. I think every step we take, every decision we make, no matter how it turns out, is leading us towards what we've been destined for. Not doing the things in my heart seems like too much of a gamble to take. Right now, it's been on my heart to be an MC. I don't know why, but it's been there. You know, I've been writing down some jokes. I've been testing the jokes out, like, low-key, not just, you know, spitting it out and see how people are reacting. But I have no idea where this is going to lead to, like, what anything is, but, like, what is preparing me for. Yeah, but I'm just, like, taking it because it's just on my heart so much. And initially, I was hesitant to take any steps towards making it happen because I had told someone and their reaction, like, kind of discouraged me, and the excitement I felt for it just, like, kind of went away. And then I asked myself, why are you letting this person change your feelings about your desire so much? And I had no answer for that. So I was like, I'm gonna do it. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm awful at it at first, I can and I will always grow. The fear of being bad at something at first in the beginning is a limiting factor for me. I realize that there's so much fun in learning, seeing the progress you make from the beginning to wherever you are now. Learning and finding out new things about myself is a gift. And I think this one that should be cherished. And I remember, like, when I was a kid, I believed wholeheartedly that I could do anything. That faith, that belief was the driving force or the fuel to keep me trying even when I sucked as a kid. And that's something I have been tapping into. There's another hidden little, I don't want to call it devil, but hidden little something that always seems to sneak around the corner and try to, like, limit my faith. And it's the comparison. Like, I'm comparing myself to other people doing the things that I want to do. And it negatively impacts my drive. But honestly, comparison is like the death of my uniqueness, the death of my gifts and self. And I don't want none of that to die. Now, whenever I find myself comparing, I immediately tell myself, no. Like, no, girl. Why? You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are made in the image of God, so don't trip. You know, that's easier said than done. It's a lot of, you know, prayer and constant reminders and constant accountability. I need to hold myself accountable and not fall into what I call it, a temptation, but fall into the bottomless pit of comparison. I think we have to believe that God put these things and our desires into our hearts and believe that we can do it because of that. Dreams to be a singer, write music, be a dance instructor, a content creator, a fashion designer, a poet, a writer, create an app. These things don't just come from nowhere. Even there is a version of it out there, it's not your version. The first thing has to B, to believe you can do it. You know, just start and be loud about it. Don't be shy about telling people what you do, telling people what you're excited about. There are so many people out there that want to see it succeed, but they can't help if they don't know what we're trying to accomplish. So share. I think he has said so many times that he's going to give us our heart desires, and all we have to do is just take it to him. I'm going after things in my heart and not worrying if I'm taking the best step towards it. I'm just going to take a step. I don't know what the result is going to be, but I'm excited, I'm happy, and I'm eager. Maybe soon I'll be sharing a testimony of the things I have encountered because I'm pursuing the things in my heart, or maybe not. What I know is that God is always working, and he isn't just going to stop until he has fulfilled his promise for me, for us. I pray you have the courage to go after the things in your heart. I pray you take a step towards the thing that adds to your joy and peace. I pray you have faith and believe in the promise and power of God. Thank you.